Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the February 2007 U.S. employment situation. Today is Friday, March 9th. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reports the unemployment rate was essentially unchanged at 4.5% in February, which actually is an incremental improvement over January's 4.6%. The 4.5% unemployment rate was the result of about 6.9 million unemployed out of a civilian labor force of nearly 153 million, nearly 146 million of them employed, and about 78 million were not in the labor force. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported overall job growth of 97,000. The goods-producing sector's loss of 71,000 jobs was because the construction sector finally was hit by winter weather and lost 62,000 jobs, while manufacturing continued to put jobs on the outbound conveyor belt, ending up losing 14,000 jobs. The pace of new jobs in natural resources and mining slowed, but mining was able to uncover 4,200 new jobs. The service-providing sector continue to add jobs in all major sectors with a 168,000 gain in February. The retail trade sector welcomed back some workers with a 7,000 job gain in February. Professional and business services continued hiring last month and managed to add 29,000 new jobs, with 6,500 of those in accounting and bookkeeping services, likely in preparation for the tax filing season. Education and health services stayed the course with 31,000 new jobs. Home health care services, a subsector, added 6,100 jobs in February, while hospitals brought in 3,700 more jobs. Leisure and hospitality continued to keep out the welcome mat for new workers. It was also up 31,000 jobs in February. The government did its part, too. Government jobs were up 39,000, with state governments adding 18,000 jobs, local governments taking in 17,000 new employees, and the federal government adding 4,000 workers. For those of you in the temporary help services industry, it did not fare very well in February. According to the BLS, temporary help services employment lost 12,200 jobs in February to settle at 2,632,200. That's seasonally adjusted. For February, temporary help employment was down by nearly 0.5% from the previous month and down 0.06% from February 2006. Temporary help services employment also lost incremental market share of overall jobs in February to 1.92%, which has been dropping slowly since December 2005 when it was 1.97%, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary help services sector. With a variety of factors pointing to what could have been a dismal February employment report, the consensus of so-called experts, although there were some exceptions, thought there was going to be a pretty lousy employment report in February. They were quite wrong, but there is still cause for some concern in the jobs numbers. Once 175,000 new jobs a month was considered a normal jobs report, and north of 200,000 was quite good, but not out of the realm of possibilities. Today, the situation is different, partially as a result of broad economic and labor force characteristics, and some consider around 100,000 new jobs a month quite acceptable. So last month's performance of 97,000 new jobs was quite remarkable despite some weather-related factors, an unusually mild January, which helped produce a strong jobs number, followed by a cold and wet February. But the goods-producing sector took a big hit, while the service-producing sector saw a very solid growth. Despite the relatively good news in this jobs report, it was very uneven. Although one job report does not constitute a trend, the overall economy is beginning to show signs of a patchy slowdown despite activity in some regions increasing at modest rates. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.